Once again, we had a record number of student athletes, more than 2,300 named to the conference's all-academic team. Included in that group are 368 football student athletes, many of whom are here with us today. We had a record 16 individuals chosen as CASIDA Academic All-Americans, and our institutions produced two Rhodes Scholars this year, Kirk Smith, a cross-country student athlete from Tulsa, and Lucinda Ford from Navy. Congratulations also to the University of Cincinnati, which won the American Athletic Conference Academic Excellence Award in football for the second consecutive year. Cincinnati had 48 football players, the most in the conference, named to our all-academic team. Remarkable achievement. The accomplishments of these outstanding student athletes is in concert with some of the groundbreaking work being done at our schools through our conference's academic consortium, which funds 12 research grants for the 2017 academic year that will be focused squarely on student athletes' physical and emotional health and well-being. This research will be presented next April in Orlando at the Americans Research Symposium. We have a unique opportunity in this conference to be a national leader, and we're committed to advancing scholarly studies in this vital area. We likewise remain proud of the legacy of sportsmanship and citizenship that our student athletes are leaving at their schools, in their respective communities, a legacy reinforced by 12 outstanding head coaches who inspire their student athletes to set the standard for those qualities and community service and outreach. I look around the room and I see terrific players, but more important, I see terrific young men who compete on the field and in the classroom and in a climate of compliance and sportsmanship. The season ahead is extremely promising, but it's extremely challenging. We play 18 games against the other Power Six conferences, Notre Dame and BYU as well. Many against the best teams in those conferences. Michigan, UCLA, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Virginia Tech, TCU, Georgia Tech, Missouri, and Arizona, among others. Our efforts, the foundations we have built, the improvement in facilities and best practices are paying off, and they'll pay off in greater measure in the years to come. We have done what some said we could not do. It gives me great pleasure to recognize and proclaim that here today. We stand today as a cohesive conference, a strong Power Six brand, ready again to deliver excitement and top competition. I wish all of our teams great success this season. I applaud them and their coaches for their commitment and sacrifice. As the late, great Bear Bryant once said, the sacrifices the players and coaches make are great, but the rewards are also great. We look forward to proving him correct again. Thanks again, and enjoy the sessions to come. Thank you.